Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dawn, what is your favorite Academy Award winning movie?
I'm a fan of Gandhi, my precious. Gandhi, my precious, because it's so long. Many hours to kill, my precious.
I thought you would say the movie Precious.
Precious.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Tom's mind does not work that fast.
There is an issue with the O'Mara's rather intense way of communicating.
There's that.
I only know one way.
Scorched earth.
Yeah. No, it is not scorched earth, for Christ's sake.
Salt the soil so nothing will grow.
Jesus Christ. Sports commentator Bob Costas saved his friend's life at a restaurant in New York. Yeah, that's what you thought. The guy started choking on something and turned red.
Look out.
So... Go, Bob.
Did Bob Costas still have pink eye when he was doing this?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
A little business to take care of on this Wednesday show before we get moving here, because I have an overwhelm. I want to talk about Paulie Christine and his friend.
Yes.
I put that on my lead today because I'm curious. I'm curious.
Yeah, sure.
But this has been something I have dabbled with talking about for a bit of time right now. I am getting, and this might be my overall, you know, vastly intense mood swings.
Yes.
But I don't think so. I think I'm sensing that as my son gets older, that I get too old for him. Let me explain what I mean. So as Michael is getting older, he's still a wonderful kid. He's still doing really well in school, doing really well with his sports. Seems to be enjoying a very normal upbringing down here in West South Florida. However, I know, because I've had two other children and I've seen other children, you know, as they age, we're on the cusp of, you know, getting into the teen years where, you know, there's sullenness and surliness and...
Is there?
And it just, I am aware that, how did I write it? That I may be getting too old for my wife and son. Because as you well know, if you've listened to this program for any length of time, the age gap between Mrs. O'Mara and I is significant. In this day and age, in the modern age of modern families, not significant to the point of total mockery, but back in the day, I'm sure it would have been subject to much more mockery because there would be, you know.
I do believe it's still significant.
It is significant.
It's like you're the only person I know that has a separation of church and state of almost 2 decades.
However,
more than 2 decades.
More than 2 decades. How many years?
21 years.
20. Yeah, so you're the only person I know. The next closest person I know is my father, who's got 11 years, and he's Latino.
But, Mike, while Oscar speaks the truth,
that's saying a lot.
I don't know what that means, but it sounded funny to me.
Yeah, because
and he's Latino.
Mike, while what he says is the truth, keep in mind, with you and Carla, the percentage of age difference is shrinking.
That's true.
And so actually
that's
right. You should be getting closer.
Why is that?
Because, okay, let's say.
But on a constant basis, no.
It's
21 always.
It's always 21. However, let's say Mike married Carla at age 42 and there would be a 21-year age difference. He would be twice as old as her, right?
Yeah. I get it.
Right.
I get it.
But,
which I was.
Yeah. But if you advance, so say 50
years. No, you're conjuring. Math is math. They're still separated by 21 years.
How am I conjuring when I just said the percentage lessons?
Yeah, he's talking about percentage. So technically he's right. When I was younger and she was younger, the percentage was greater.
Right.
As we
you're
both
you're no
get
longer
older,
twice as old as her.
Based on the fact that she is aging.
Yeah, but who in the motherfucking effing world ever looks through that lens in that way?
I do.
He does.
I do.
why would you even bother? Because it yields 0.0 change in the facts.
Well, it made me feel better.
If you said that to any other man with a cocktail in your hand, I would look at you and say, oh, so you just like spinning things so it makes sense to you.
Here's, let me explain. No. Maybe I get, hold on. Let me explain.
I understand the math. I get it.
I'm not going to explain the math to you. I'm going to explain to you the concept.
Right.
And why it might make more sense when I talk to you. As she gets older, as many, for example.
Yeah, she's double your age. Or someone's saying, I get
here,
that,
a couple down here that would be walking around where the guy's 81 and the woman is 60, nobody'd really think that much of it, really. It really would be difficult in most cases to say there's a massive age gap.
Yeah.
The sweet spot was about 10 years ago. That was when I was 54.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was 33.
Right.
And then it was really, because I'm 54, you're starting to become an old dude.
Yeah.
And 33, you're in the prime of your life. Do you understand the day? As she becomes now 43.
This is the thing. Carla, I guess fine.
Like Carla happens
Carla
to look better.
Carla looks like she's in her early 30s.
Yeah, but you
Carla
see, that's,
and Mike,
that's conjuring.
Mike
right?
is
that's
not moving in the right direction. But Mike, looks even older these days than he did back then.
But I've lost weight. So that's good. So I look better that way.
Sometimes that's what? A sign.
The patina hasn't changed, my man.
The what?
The patina? Yes.
Like his outward appearance?
Patina. Yes. Are you using watch terminology?
Yes.
For
your
aging?
Terminology, yes.
That's patina is like, that's a hell of a pull.
Thank you.
That's like, well, look at the patina. And when he's talking about it, it's it technically really is the yellowing of a watch style.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Oscar,
and it looks kind of cool too.
Yes.
Let me.
There's value in that.
There's value.
Value in the patina. Yes. Man, I would buy a vintage with a real yellow patina.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that your DJ name?
Your patina.
But when Mike is 100 years old, Carla will be 79, and at that point, it's a wash.
I don't even look at it that way because when I see someone that's 80 and 60, that's still a big difference.
And in some cases, easy to tell. In some cases,
got it. In your case, very clear.
I disagree. I think the O'Meara's age well. I really
no.
Amanda,
I'm saying it's very clear in the way that she looks younger.
Yeah,
much younger than she is.
Because I don't burden myself with efforts like some people, even in the radio business.
Yeah,
who make an effort to be younger than they are. I don't have any time for that. I am proud of my age.
You
I
get older.
Embrace my age.
They stay the same age.
But
all right, dazed all right, all right.
Dazed and confused.
Oh, yeah, that's when you're talking about, men.
Yeah.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Him and Mike cruising around in his gold Camaro.
Let me offer this.
Yes, please.
I offer this as example. This morning.
Mm-hmm.
A family moment that required a follow-up call from my wife after school drop-off.
Okay.
Michael rolls out, and sartorially, Michael is really spot on, like to a point that I don't know where he gets it from, but you see kids that occasionally look a little goofy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like, Michael is always kind of put together, and he does it himself. He picks out his
smart kid, well dressed.
Comes out today wearing a salmon colored pair of shorts with a little design on them.
All right,
and a blue, almost like a Hawaiian but tie dyed shirt.
Okay,
and my comment to him goes as follows: I said, "Got a little war going on there between the shorts and the shirt, right?" And I think nothing of that. I think nothing of that because I remember growing up in the 1800s as a small child, constantly being, having my appearance commented by my mom. And
your grays always clashed.
I
browns.
The
grays and browns?
Grays.
There's a great video online.
Are you sure you want to wear those suspenders with those knickers, boy?
If you really want to see the way I dressed when I was a boy, there's a video from 1917 of day-to-day life in New York City when the moving camera was first used.
I've seen these videos. Everyone wore a hat.
Yeah, when they're all looking at the camera like this. As it goes by.
Exactly.
And then you're in a Model T driving. All right. Anyway, you know the video.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. A great video. It's a great film. So I don't think anything of it because it's not that big a deal. And it wouldn't have been a big deal to me if he rolled out of the house like that. I've seen kids that wear plaid with plaid and things like, you know, who cares nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. Everything. And by the way, I still, God knows why, have a subscription to GQ magazine.
Mm.
And when I talked about years ago, music passing me by, fashion has passed me by like you would not believe. Absolutely.
Wait, you get the magazine?
I get the magazine, but I'm going to tell you this. If, and I wasn't tracking with the ridiculous costumery in GQ 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
30 years ago.
But now you could be.
I don't think most Americans can. GQ magazine. You have to be a
skinny mini.
A skinny rich guy.
Yeah, wealthy guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to pay $4,000 for a pair of sunglasses.
Or you can get the dupes on Amazon, Mike, as the kids say.
They do I think one of the recent pieces was Pharrell Williams, who was going to named creative director of one of the big fashion houses.
Like for Louis Vuitton or something.
And they show all his ridiculous costumery that I'm looking at that a normal person.
Well, they're not made for you or us anymore.
Well, they're not.
No.
But they're made for somebody out there, you know.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
But as a rule, Mike, if you
hold on,
isn't the world of fashion traditionally a rather narrow runway, pardon the pun?
Sure.
A very narrow, because, you know, most people don't dress like that.
No. With the exception of the width of a lapel and the cut of your pant leg, you look good. If you look good now, you look good 30 years ago or 60 years ago. Very traditional. You can stay traditional and look sharp. That's the truth.
We all have a friend of the show that Dominique Foxworth that was just profiled in GQ magazine last month or the month before? Very, very interesting profile. His view on
he's a very, I wouldn't call it conservative, but he's a very
stylish
dude.
Oh, yeah.
Always looks good.
But he doesn't dress like in silly out. You know what? Here's one that where I left.
Yes.
The photograph of Taylor Swift with Travis Kelce, where he's wearing what appears to me to be a child's pajama suit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That to me was, out there. And that's a man who is in the public eye all the time, is at the highest level of the NFL, is a man of means and a man who is with a superstar of massive proportions. Mm-hmm. So he can wear but your average guy, certainly your average Kansas City fan ain't going to roll out of the house and go to work in that outfit.
A very expensive tracksuit as well.
A tracksuit.
Yeah.
But a silly looking dress.
Well, it's not my taste, Mike. But if Taylor said, "Hey,
Fox,
wear this, you big dummy," I'm going to wear it.
Do you see Fox wear silly tracksuits?
No, because his style and his overall persona is completely different. Yeah, it's completely different.
It's a little more business-like.
Yes.
Yeah.
And which I guess would make sense that he would be in GQ.
So if,
but he's always been stylish. Shannon, when she first met him, she was like, "Oh, he dresses really nice."
Yeah, he's got great style.
Yeah.
And I should mention, not to make everything an issue of controversy, but it has always been, and if I sound like an old fart, maybe I'm an old fart.
Yes.
I have always felt that the modern African-American male blows the American Caucasian male out of the water when it comes to dressing well.
I think those are facts.
I think it's a fact.
Facts.
Yeah.
Well, that's also swagger and confidence and style.
I mean, you look on, where do I see examples of it all the time? You look on the pregame shows on the NFL. Yeah.
Well, you look at any financial, CNBC,
it's just better.
Yeah.
In fairness,
you don't
like it's also cultural. Because as a Latino, I can get away with certain color pants and not be questioned.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you have a point.
Like, but there, I have some electric blue pants that Shannon picked up a suit, which was kind enough to get it for me for Christmas a couple years ago.
I've seen it.
And I didn't know if I had enough melanin in me to wear them.
Really?
I was like, this
okay,
is
so
bold.
You're talking actually about a tint of skin issue.
I think that there's a level of...
That looks better in a...
Yes.
In a, you're probably right.
Like, if I'm tanned, I can wear certain colors and I pop.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Right?
So getting back to the whole premise of this.
Not gang colors.
Oh, okay.
Not blood and blood out. Okay. Just
that,
just, you know.
The idea of a print with a print, if you look at GQ magazine, you can pay that's all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see that. But he comes out and I make a comment that I thought was innocent enough. I said, hey, that shirt's really going to war with those pants. And he's smart enough where he picks up on it and he is tremendously offended by it.
Really? Because it's sort of tainted with love there. I mean, that's
he didn't pick up any love out of it at all.
It's all how you delivered it. You can be very condescending at times.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I agree. I have to own it. Last night, after football practice, which is 2 hours of me on the sidelines watching them do drills, and we're near it was the penultimate practice.
Mm.
The last one is tomorrow night, and 8 o'clock comes, and it's time to go. And the little urchins out there want to have that. That's recess for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about a 60-40 split of parents who go, little Jimmy, we have to go now.
Mm.
And I said, Michael, I want to go now. I'm tired. And he starts to argue, and he whines all the way home based on what would have been 90 seconds of running around.
Yeah.
And if the coaches worked them hard enough, they wouldn't have the energy to want to play. They'd want to get in the car.
Mm.
But that's another story.
Yes.
And so I get home, and I walk in. I'm like, and I say to Carla, because I relieved Carla of practice duty last night.
Normally, we both go.
Two nights ago, she went by herself. Last night, I went by myself. And I walk and I go, oh, my God, he's this, that, why? He goes, well, you should have let him stay a couple of more minutes. And that's number one. And then this morning, after I make my print with print comment, and he gets upset, he goes, Dad, what do you mean? And he goes, yelling at me. I said, don't yell at me. Don't raise your voice. And then Carla comes over. What's going on? I said, he's very sensitive about that. I said, okay, maybe I should get in a plane and go to Maine and just leave you two to be on your own.
Because
I melted. I melted.
Yeah,
I didn't wait. I didn't wait. Mm. But at the same time, I feel like, you know.
Don't like Maine.
Sometimes I feel.
I mean, you
I feel
hate
like the odd
me.
Man
you really
out.
Do.
I feel like the odd man out. I'm just trying to do my job.
It's Mike. It happens anytime.
You know how you do your job? You do your job and you get what you get and you don't get upset. That's how you do your job.
And also, Mike,
how well has that worked for me over the years?
Anytime there are three people.
You get upset
you've been
all
training
the time.
You've been training me for how many years?
Mike, I've been helping you.
Yeah,
not training
it's
you.
Yeah,
it's
not
work.
Training.
Yeah,
I do better than I used to. I did better today. Carla calls me on the way to work. Bom, bom, bom. We have a 10-minute, maybe 7-minute conversation. All is well with the world. But going back to bowling tonight. So
anytime there are three people in a relationship, there's going to be a certain amount of triangulation where some person is singled out. When Carrie and her mom and her sister used to get together, it was always great for about a day and a half. And then on the third day I could envision them all around a cauldron stirring because they turned on each other. They were like, well, she said this and she said this and you said that and let's me and you do this. You're going to look for an ally and that leaves someone left out. I bet there are times that Carla feels left out and there's certainly times that your son feels left out.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness. Like, he's just a kid, right? He's just trying to get it through life.
I'm helping. This is like the percentage
thing. Yeah, but at the same time, there is an issue with the O'Mara's rather intense way of communicating.
There's that.
I only know one way.
Scorched earth.
Yeah.
Salted earth. No, it is not scorched earth, for Christ's sake.
Salt the soil so nothing will grow.
Jesus Christ. If anything, I think I handle everybody with, what is it? Kid gloves?
Yeah.
Kid leather.
Except for your kid.
Well, no, I handle him wonderfully.
Yeah.
I shower that kid with self-esteem building commentary.
Okay. As well, I can be serious now. I think that you, if in all fairness to you, I'm going to stop poking the bear.
This is going to be really good, Mike.
If I were, when he sets it up, and I love Michael and he's a world beater kid, he will do great things. I would want to correct the sensitive nature of his
reactions,
response to any sort of criticism of his style.
Well,
I would want to correct that and say, look, I don't have a kid. I'm probably going to ruin mine when we buy him. Listen.
It's called adopting, Oscar.
It's buying. I've seen the fees.
What we buy.
You're buying a depreciating asset. What I would say if I was maybe babysitting, I said, Michael, there are things to worry about and things to care about. Mismatching an outfit are not on that list.
He rolls into the bedroom. Yes. In 2 minutes, comes out of the bedroom with perfection. Same shirt, light blue pants, solid color.
Okay. All right.
Win.
So no meltdown. He's smart enough to know.
Well, you have been you've hung out with him with his friends quite a bit. You know his relationship with his friends. I know.
Yeah.
I know what he's like. I've hung out with him. He's got a marvelous sense of humor, and he does have a thick skin. Do you think if his friends had said something about his outfit, it would have bothered him the way it did when you said it?
I don't think they would, first of all, because I don't think kids
Play along for a second.
If the kids had said something at school, that would have upset him?
I don't think it would. Do you?
No, probably not.
You see, he values your input.
Because I do mention it to him all the time.
Yeah, and I'm sure you also praise him.
Especially if we're rolling out to the golf course or something like that. I really love the way he puts himself together.
Yeah, so you praise him when he does well. And if it's a misstep and he sees you thinking it's a misstep, it probably does mean a lot to
him. You know, my mom used to say when we weren't dressed appropriate or we were dressed mismatched.
Yeah.
She would say, ¿Qué es eso? Which is, what's that? Same kind of situation. And then she would say...
That's a good segue, too. We want to talk about that.
She would say, te dije como la gente, which is, I told you, dress like the people or like the classy people or like you're someone. Like la gente.
Dress like the gentleman.
Like the gentleman, yes.
I like it better when it's dressed like...
How are my translation skills?
Yes,
the gente.
Yes.
I like when it's dressed like the people.
Yes.
dressed like the gentleman.
Like a gentleman.
Okay, better.
Yeah. Speaking of Yoli. And we will, because yesterday we didn't do it. It is the
74th birthday.
74th birthday of Oscar's mama. And he has shared her so much with this show.
Yeah.
The stories of her and, you love her through Oscar.
Yes.
And these stories. Yeah. And
she
74.
Made me who I am today.
And she looks good. She feels good, hopefully.
She might have a touch of these days of what I like to call the accordion spine. She's a little hunched over more than usual.
This happens.
Mac, I got to talk to you about
like
that.
Like a xylophone, I believe it was.
Yeah, xylophone. I'm sorry. My instruments.
Spine.
It's been a rough day.
Accordion is actually better.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is because it's sort of sag.
Yeah.
How is her posture? Actually, how is her?
It's not great because she's got some back issues. Though the weight's coming off with Ozempic, so God willing, we're gonna up her dose.
I'm lucky as hell, man. When I think about my spine, I'm lucky as hell. That last shot, bingo, bango.
Yep.
Wait, I'm talking 6 months, probably something like that. Fantastic. I'll say that.
But she's
I'll fart going to my car and I'll throw it out.
She is moving around. She's still full of fire. It's and vinegar or whatever that saying
piss
is.
Piss and vinegar.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Also fire.
Love that expression.
And I say fire because we roll out of here I think at 5:30.
Yeah, about right.
No, 6 because I know it took an hour to get to Tony. 6 o'clock, we got there at 7 p.m., walk in the kitchen. We're supposed to go to dinner at Sol Azteca in Olney. And
what's Sol Azteca?
Just a Mexican place.
Okay.
Sol Azteca, yes. And my tia Toya is going to be there. My mom is going to, we're going to pick up my mom, get the package and roll out. We walk in the door through the garage and all I smell, and when I tell you, do you have the shocking music? Do you have that?
I have one.
Okay, thank you.
I have
get
a shocking
ready,
music for you. All right.
All I smell is natural gas.
That's bad,
and
right?
And Shannon says, oh my God, there's a gas leak, and my mom is sitting at the dining room table with a big S grinning smile.
Evacuate! Evacuate!
Doing her makeup and watching Univision. And
is,
I said,
is Tia Toya a smoker?
No.
Perhaps just one?
So I immediately evacuate the home. And then I go back in. And where do you walk? You walk to the stove.
Of course, the kitchen.
And this lady in her brand new six-figure kitchen that her anesthesiologist son paid the majority for. I threw in, 10%.
Yeah.
My sister, TBD. She had left one of the burners on. Just leaking gas.
But not burning.
Not burning.
Let's just turn on the light in the kitchen.
This is the first time, America, when I uttered the words, and I meant them, Leisure World.
Now listen, I've done this, and if you talked about the most dangerous, forgetful thing I do,
mm-hmm.
I have multiples of leaving the gas burner on. Usually lit.
Yeah.
Usually lit. Multiple times. Multiple times.
But, Mike,
times.
If it's lit, it's no big deal. Because the gas
is being
burned.
It's still on, and you're still chewing up gas.
Yeah, but that's Teco. Financial, not
okay. Teco or Teco or whatever it is down here. It rips me off. So, did the whole house reek?
Oh, it reeked.
What scared me was that she was just
doing her makeup. Getting ready to go Sol Steca for her birthday. She almost didn't make it to, or we all didn't make it to, because if I walked in
she was upstairs
with a cigar in my hand.
Well, it has to be a pretty rich mix for a cigar to go, but it would.
Yeah, but if he dropped the cigar,
yeah.
If he dropped the cigar, it would be, difficult.
Cakes would come over and say, what's going on?
Cakes
still live there?
Yes, Cakes would call, house away, like one house between us. Cakes would call me and say, hey, sorry for the call, but it looks like your house is down to the felt.
Not too money, Rick.
No.
Wow.
I'd be ricked.
He would be totally ricked.
So.
Okay, sitting there having his, having his evening ego. Is that Oscar's house? Is that Oscar's mom's house right there?
I didn't make a big deal about it to my mom, and I didn't tell my brother and sister, because I don't want to. I'm not the person that calls you at 9 p.m. and then gives you some news that's going to keep you up all night, right?
Right.
I'm going to call you the next day and let you deal with it during the day, because in the middle of the night, I'm more thoughtful of that. Most people in my life would just ruin my day at any time and tell me things that I don't need to know about that are not my business that I can deal with the next day.
I get it.
How did you deal with your mom, though, when you realized what was
like,
going on?
Like a child. I said,
so
Mom,
you let her know like right away.
I said, no, I didn't let, I let her know. Actually, I let her know like a stranger's child, because I have more respect, because my kids would get yelled at.
Right.
Stranger's child.
A stranger's child you can't yell at. I said, Mom, we got to step outside and I'm going to get your coat and I'm going to put you in the Volvo and I'll put on Radio Mundo, the Spanish channel. And then let me get the house aired out.
And did she not smell the gas?
She did not smell anything. She thought I was overreacting.
What, was the aunt there yet?
No.
She was going to meet you at the restaurant?
She was going to meet us at the restaurant.
Well, Mike, the aunt was there, but she was face down in the carpet.
And we walked
and
out.
She had a very nice patina on her skin.
It's a beautiful patina.
We walked out after we cleared the house.
Yeah.
And it was like 30 minutes to dissipate the gas.
Right.
And she goes, what happened? And I said, Mom, you must have bumped the burner and just left it on. I said, we have to figure out something to do. I think they sell like safety gear for kids. We just put them on. We'll work it out. And she said, oh my God. She goes, if you hadn't come tonight, she starts crying.
Oh no.
And then
no.
Doing the sign of the cross. Like,
happy birthday.
She goes, if you wouldn't have come tonight, I would have gone to bed tonight alone and woken up dura, which means hard.
It's stiff.
Stiff.
Happy birthday.
She goes, I would have woken up Duda, stiff. And then she's like, thank you for coming and celebrating with your mom. You saved my life. And then
she would have come home after a nice big birthday dinner.
There would have been no dinner. We were actually, this is what's crazy. This is why Holy Spirit Activate.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Is such a big deal. And this is why I'm a man of faith, Mike. I'm a fallen Catholic, but I'm a man of faith.
Sure. Sure. Right.
And by the way, we stand with our brothers and sisters, our Jewish brothers and sisters. I just want to clarify that. We stand with them.
Why was that in need of clarifying?
Because my mom was talking about that yesterday all through dinner. And she said that we need to be vocal. And because we have a broadcast outlet to make sure you tell the world that that's what we do. Right?
You bastard.
Yeah.
I know.
Mike,
I've been wanting to talk about it for some time, and I said, let me just throw that out there.
Do you remember the pre-show yesterday?
When Oscar says, can we not address that?
Did we address that the day before and we could not discuss it at a high level? Do we have to address it again today? That's what I said, and I went along with it. Yeah, because no one had any reference of like, how can we discuss it? How can we talk about it? We talked about it the day before.
Yes.
So I'm saying
it was on my mind, and I was just going to say the one thing I was going to say.
You didn't say this yesterday, though.
The one thing I was going to say yesterday was that it's everywhere.
Yes,
it's very much in the social consciousness of everyone, and it is overwhelming.
Correct.
And it sucks and it's horrible. And stand with Israel. I understand conflict, but you cannot justify what was done to people, innocent civilians, and the way it was done. Unfortunately, when crap like that happens, and you have attacked a military power like that, I'm sorry, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Stand with Israel.
You're here.
There you Agreed. Go. There it is. Now, that we could spend hours talking
Smash
about.
Smash cut back to Yoli in the car.
Right. The global income, the global
impact,
socioeconomic situation that dates back to 1948, but we're not doing that.
Right.
I just want to say for now, it's horrible. My heart goes out to all the people over there. Go ahead.
Smash cut back to Oni.
Yes.
And she's crying. And
she would have come home.
She said,
Flush the toilet.
Everything happens for a reason.
And then. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry about
that. Well, Sundays are for family, unless ESPN says Sundays are for football. So every Sunday.
How do you say ESPN? What are the letters in Spanish?
ESPN. Okay, or as we like to call it, El Ocho.
ESPN.
Yes.
The Ocho, that's from the dodgeball movie,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
ESPN, right, the Ocho.
So she said, she goes, you stop coming on Sundays because you have to work. And so you didn't come this Sunday when we usually would celebrate my birthday. But God brought you on my birthday, the day that I forgot to turn off the burner. And
she's very spiritual.
Yeah, but my math says she would have been, gone.
Right.
If we would not have arrived, because how long does it take natural gas for you to pass out?
I think it's different than carbon monoxide, correct?
I believe so.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's more the danger with a gas leak of that kind is more the explosion than, right? But I don't know enough. I know carbon monoxide is silent. It's the silent,
killer.
It doesn't have an odor.
They add the odor to propane and natural gas so you can sense a leak. That's not natural for it to smell.
Mm.
They add the odor
for
safety.
That.
But carbon monoxide, tasteless, odorless, and relentless.
And do you think if she came downstairs?
She was downstairs. She was in the kitchen.
Is her
You said she was getting ready. She
dining room table. When you live alone in a cartoon sized house, you do what you want.
She was in
doing her makeup, getting ready to go out
at the dining room table.
At the dining room table, main floor, with her little makeup mirror, watching her TV. And it's like when I tell you it reeked, Shannon. She walked into the garage, which by the way could have triggered the explosion because there's some sort of like pew, you know.
Yeah, there's an electric circuit.
And she said it smells like gas. I'm like, and I was like, oh, my mom probably just got home. Like thinking the car smelled like fumes.
Could be.
And when
you address the lack of olfactory awareness where she couldn't smell that gas?
Could be a COVID thing. Could be long
COVID. She just
had
COVID.
Oh.
If you recall.
Yes.
All right.
I immediately, during dinner, I pretended like I was answering emails for work, ordered safety gear for the stove that she has.
What kind of safety gear do you get?
They have clear plastic knobs made for children that will work just fine for my mom that have to like pop up for the dials. And then you have to actually actively push.
Oh, push it down. Almost like
they're like a cap around
the aspirin bottle.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to push to activate.
Will it look
tacky? Is
this
a high end stove?
Oh yeah. It's going to ruin the look of the whole thing. Yeah.
Save the original knobs for when you resell.
But
how did she think she did it? Did she bump into it?
Oh, I'll tell you how she did it.
Okay.
Because
push it in and twist.
I've watched too much CSI, I think.
Okay.
Because I went back and tried to figure if my mom's, I'm such an asshole. I was like, did my mom's gut hit this thing?
Oh no.
Or did her arm hit this thing? Or did did her purse hit this thing? So I put on my mom's purse first because every old lady has a huge purse.
So you're actually recreating the scene of the purse.
You're wearing the purse?
Yeah, so then I take
and stockings?
I take the corner as with my mom's purse and I hit the knobs.
Right.
They do move a little bit, but not enough to turn on the gas.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I pretended like I had a big gut and then I got up on the stove and started moving, reaching over to the microwave.
Right.
I was like, her gut hits the stove, turns on the stove, and then she's reaching for the microwave. The little dials come up. Yes.
Could she have conceivably turned off a burner after making lunch or whatever, turned off a burner where it was low enough for the flame to go out, but it's still.
She could have, Mike, if she cooked, but the body of evidence, probably the wrong word to use. The evidence I found
was no cooking.
No cooking because there was a Domino's pizza, happy birthday to me box on the stove.
You know, sometimes the
from lunch,
the flame can blow out. If there is a sudden gust of air or something, the flame can go out.
But she wasn't cooking.
Yeah, but she could be. The burner had to be turned on somehow.
Yeah, but there's gas coming out, so the flame.
Right. Yeah, so this could have been going on for some time. You don't know. She turned it on for some reason.
I was there on Friday night, so nothing there. Yeah.
Okay, but she has to have cooked between
Friday
night.
Did she have an answer for why it might have gone on?
Ah. She did. She said that she was moving a pan from the stove or something from the stove to the microwave, and she had set it on the actual knobs as to brace it before she opened something up, and that's what probably turned it on.
All right, there it is. Mm-hmm. That's an explanation. It's plausible.
Plausible. And I redid those moves, and it did trigger the gas without a flame.
There's your answer.
Yes. Yeah.
So you don't have to worry. I don't think you have to get the child.
Does she have any friends or neighbors that would have a motive to do her damage?
No, but that's a great question.
She could come by for coffee and, go in for a refill and just juggle that knob.
Or
and goodbye,
she did
Yoli.
Have...
Yoli, are you home?
The only other outlier is... She had a refrigerator delivered, and she could have been so foreign and mean to them that somebody walked in and asked for a drink of water and just turned on the gas.
No. It's the thing. It's the pot on there. No.
Gotta be.
Is she mean to people that are deliver furniture and stuff?
I don't think so, but that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, how could she create enemies so quickly?
Does she tip?
My mom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she tips, but... The tipping that she does has not been adjusted for inflation.
Okay, this could be a problem.
Okay, all right, well, was the birthday dinner decent?
It was great, because we all made jokes about her still being with us and not dying. It was wonderful.
Right. What did you
Very
eat?
Good.
What did you
I eat? Oh, I ate my emotions. I had steak and chicken fajitas.
Nice.
And then when my mom didn't finish her flan, I had her flan. because I was like, because I am emotional. I'm an emotional eater.
Everybody had a blast.
Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with a roundtable after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's talk about Chime, shall we?
Please.
Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. Chime will sweep in with its secured Credit Builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores. You can safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments, no annual fees, and no credit check to begin, plus no minimum balance or overdraft fees. It's your passport to all Visa-accepted spots, all while bolstering your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply as well. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may cause a negative impact on your credit score. Results may vary. Release the Kraken.
The Kraken smells like gas today.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
How do they know I've got gas?
Gas.
Think, well, you all had it after you left that restaurant. Sure. That's for sure. Am I right, boys? Anyway, let's play the regular boom, shall we?
Yeah.
Seinfeld had one of the most controversial finales in the history of TV.
Hated it.
If you didn't like it, here's some interesting news for you. At the end of a stand-up gig in Boston over the weekend, Jerry. Hello, Newman.
Newman.
He did a Q&A, and someone asked him if he was happy with the way the show ended, and he dropped this bombshell. Here's his quote. I have a little secret for you. I won't do my terrible
Please.
Jerry.
No, a little bit is nice.
I have a little secret about the ending. Something is going to happen that has to do with that ending. It hasn't happened yet. And just what you're thinking about. Larry David and I have also been thinking about it. So you'll see, we'll see, which means perhaps a reboot.
There was a rumor that they were going to redo that last season.
Oh, they're going to just redo the last season?
There was a rumor that they were going to redo
it. So just a one and done, do one season.
I thought that that was addressed when they made the reboot the topic of one of the seasons of Curb. Because remember, they had all the actors in Curb doing it.
No, like the full last season.
Oh, I think he's playing with fire. He should just leave that thing alone.
How much worse could it be? And you know these guys, they say they're done and they realize that they might have been a one-trick pony. They want that fame back and they want that
But
money.
The classy move is to, when you go out on top, which he did, even though the finale was no good, is to leave it lay.
And now you've got Frasier getting panned horribly,
viciously,
with the with the recreation of the Frasier show.
He won't let his son sit on his couch because he's wearing jeans.
Is that
that's
you,
the promo?
So did you watch it?
No, I just saw the promo.
Has it been released yet?
I think
no, right?
It releases
the trailer
tomorrow, I believe.
I can't wait
to streaming,
I'd
and
like
then
to see
it airs
it.
on TV
I
after that.
I won't even.
The reviews are terrible.
The reviews are very, very bad. Look. It ain't about the money, obviously not with Seinfeld.
No, he's
but
got all
it
the money.
It could be something where
maybe it's ego.
It's the itch. The man has stayed very active.
Yeah,
comedians in cars with coffee.
But that's not a sitcom.
It's not a sitcom, but he stayed very active, and perhaps that's the he looks back on that creatively as one of the better times in his
life.
And he wants to do it.
How about this? I get offered Jerry Seinfeld tickets on my feed all the time. There was a day and time where you couldn't even get them.
Right.
Maybe he also realizes that he's not selling out away. So he needs to get into the consciousness of today's youth.
He's aging out. Do you think Larry David would play along, though? Because Larry David was the most important part.
David is more famous than Seinfeld right now in certain demographics.
If Larry David mentioned, if Jerry Seinfeld mentioned Larry David when he was referencing this.
Yeah,
that would sound like he's on board.
We'll because I think one of the reasons people hated the final season is that Larry David was not involved except for the finale. He had left by that time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that he thinks Larry can fix it?
Well, I think the whole
we'll
thing
watch.
Is,
pretty good.
We'll have to wait
la,
and see.
La, la, la.
According to a poll of 2,000 young people aged 14 to 25, Taylor Swift is the artist who has the most positive impact on mood and well-being. I know that you guys have mentioned this to me, that she is super positive at her shows. It's a pleasant experience. There is a aura
love
about her.
Love.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran is a close second. Really? A close second? That's interesting.
Wow.
Check this out. Nearly two-thirds of those polled say that a shared appreciation of artists through dedicated fan bases also has a positive influence. Yeah. If you get something you love, you stick with it, that is that makes you feel good.
You don't have the third artist, do you? Because I happen to know who it is.
Who is it?
Lewis Black.
I don't understand it. Why are they getting back together again?
I think that the Ed Sheeran is behind this poll. Because Sheeran,
he wants to be a close second.
Ed Sheeran is doing everything right now to be noticed. He's been a sort of under the radar. He's not broken huge like Taylor Swift.
I'm going to sound, since we started the show with me being an old man,
yeah,
I'm going to sound like Oldie McGoldie right now.
Okay.
If I was to go right after the show, for example, throw it on in my car.
Right.
And listen to the latest Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be yay or would I be nay?
I think you'd be yay.
Really?
It is really slick music. It's not what I go to listen to, but her hit singles
music
are good music. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm not that much of a connoisseur of Taylor Swift.
But you know good music.
Yeah.
I do know good music.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, and you still know a hit when you
the
hear it.
The radio program director. Yeah. We all have to know good music.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, there were a lot of songs I go back to. I had one big miss, a song that I grudgingly played on WYRE that I didn't care for, but it was a massive, massive hit, and that was Electric Avenue, because I don't like reggae. So that was...
Is it, you know, reggae?
It is.
Well, no, it's not reggae, but it's reggae influence.
It has that feel, yeah.
It does? I never even felt that before.
He came from a reggae...
Can you play
inspired
it real quick?
Yeah, he had a reggae... That's it, not... That, you know, yeah, that's a reggae influence song.
He had
absolutely
a... He came from a band called The Specials.
I could be wrong. I thought
we're
reggae was like
down to Electric Avenue,
like Bob Marley reggae.
It has a Bob Marley. It
Ziggy
has a Bob
Marley,
Marley feel
it
to it.
It does, absolutely.
I feel like Red Wine has a more of an island reggae.
Much
feel,
more so.
Yeah,
but this is
WYRE 81 WYRE, where your friends are. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's association station, WYRE, the 1981 Station of the Year. Now in the street there is violence. Thank you.
Do you know that in Falls Church, Virginia, there is an Electric Avenue? And when we were on our school bus when I was 10 years old, it was the biggest deal in the world.
I bet it was.
When we drove,
I bet it was.
I said, we're rocking on down to Electric Avenue.
That's exciting.
It was.
Very, very exciting. But I also, it might have been Saving All My Love for You. I think that was
I know it was a Whitney song, right?
Yeah, Whitney song.
Yeah.
Did you break any that you're that you felt like
yeah,
you were like
you're
the
that,
only one?
When you're in that market, you don't necessarily break songs, but you definitely are the first in the little town you're in to play it, but it's such a little town it doesn't really matter a whole hell of a lot. But yeah, there was, I mean, back in the day, I was a program director where I would get the visits from record company promoters who would play music for me. It was great. One of my favorite parts of the job. It was a lot of fun to do.
Get to know me.
There you go. Thank you. Sports commentator Bob Costas saved his friend's life at a restaurant in New York. Yeah, that's what you thought. The guy started choking on something and turned red.
Look out.
So, go, Bob. Oh, my God.
You don't look well. Did Bob Costas still have pink eye when he was doing this?
Bob sprung to action. Did the Heimlich maneuver on the man. Here's his quote. Luckily enough, it worked out. I don't know if I saved his life, but I saved him considerable discomfort. That's for sure. That is a wonderful, humble answer.
Yes.
He was trying to be humble, and I think he scored with that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very humble way of saying it. And, you know, not going, well, it's the least I could do. Somebody Yeah. So a less savvy personality would probably say something assy like that.
I would have said, how does it feel? I said, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Bob's rep said, Bob doesn't think this was that big of a deal. He really feels like he did what just about anyone else would do in a similar situation.
Al Michaels wouldn't do it.
No.
No way. He'd be like, I'm not going near that carrot.
One day callback.
Yeah. God, what an ass munch. Anyway, remember when people carried actual coins? Does anybody have a coin? Does anybody have a coin in their pocket?
I don't. I think no. I have one in my office.
That's a
I
bummer.
I don't feel naked without cash.
It doesn't matter.
I feel weird because, having coins.
But it doesn't matter. But this story is
where would you ever use them?
In a football game.
New study snap!
Has found that coin tosses actually have a slight tendency to land on the same side they started from.
Really?
The study recorded more than 350,000 coin flips, and they found that coins landed on the same side. This is it. Doesn't matter. 51% of the time.
So almost negligible, but enough to be not totally 1%. Random.
Rather than being completely random, it was 51%.
There's
I love coins.
Just a quick, consumer alert. There are now applications that scan your coins using your camera's phone and give you the value of those coins. Isn't that crazy?
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's a nice little nugget right there.
I scanned a quarter and instantly it says 25 cents.
What if you had a buffalo nickel? You want to know which iteration of the buffalo nickel it is?
Yeah. You want to scan it because, so the roulette wheel, by the way, that makes casinos millions has the similar odds.
Really?
Yeah, but what would be the... What would be the favorite?
You're doing red, black, odd, even.
Oh, okay. Right? All right. Very good. I see.
Mike, do you ever look back at your gambling?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what a waste of money.
You very regularly.
Because I look...
I think one thought.
What?
I go back and I say, what if all the...
Yeah, odd. Add up the losses.
Like, but it was never such to such a degree where I... The gambling itself... At the time, you hear, there they are spending their kids' college money.
No, it was never that kind of gambling. I get that.
But I look back at the career of gambling.
The lifetime losses.
I wonder what that total might be, and that's significant.
Because I can't look at that,
though. Justify sports gambling for the ups and downs of making a day blow by at a higher level, especially when your team's losing. I don't know why I justify that.
Gambling for fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
But gambling, Las Vegas-style gambling.
Las Vegas-style gambling, not at the moment, because it's never been, oh my God, what are we going to do? But it has been significant over there. And if you had a calculator and go, and you went like through all the dates.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. But you'd have to.
But as a rule.
You'd have to take the wins and balance it out with the wins. Yeah.
Even when you're losing.
Yeah,
I know about you. You like the action. You have
fun. I love the action.
You have fun when you're doing it.
Yeah, I can sit at a penny slot
and
watch the
bells. But how much is fun worth?
Well, that is it.
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
It depends on the state of your situation.
If you're out buying $20 scallops or whatever, ravioli, there's a price on that too, but that's
fun. You hear about it all the time. For example.
Diminishing returns.
Yeah.
John Daly.
Yes.
Yes.
With his income level, he was going out of his mind. He never should have. Phil Mickelson, same thing. Mm-hmm. These guys, did they make millions? But you can't gamble like they do for any sustainable period of time. I never was in that category.
Mm.
I never was, because that would be probably, I see these people when I look at the slots online, when I'm watching people gamble.
Yeah.
You see people all the time doing it, and you're like, my God.
If your mindset is I'm just being entertained and you're not foregoing.
That's how I look at it, yeah.
But there were times that. I've never approached it like that. I love the action, as Rob said. I love the gaming.
Yes.
I love that part of it. But I've also, gambled more than I should have on a number of occasions, but not a lot. But on a number of occasions I have. But I've never been in the situation where, oh my God, what am I going to do with the future of my life? No.
Yeah.
And there are people.
Well, that's why it's an addiction, right? It's a disease.
And another modifier on it, I still think there's an addictive quality to it, even though I don't do it to such a degree. But when you get me in that environment, it's tough. Just like anything with me.
Yeah.
If you get me started on it, I don't like, I'd rather do that than anything. Get me into a
Las Vegas environment.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we're going to the greatest show. We're going to the greatest restaurant. Get me at a slot machine.
We went to the Harrah's in New Orleans before I did the math and figured out that
the
gambling laws in New Orleans are so that the payout and the share that they are legally made complete sense because you're like, oh. Yep. Yeah,
because everybody on that trip
lost.
Was getting their crap kicked out of them. So anyway, the coin flip is still random enough to decide where to get lunch, but this research could change things for more impactful stuff like gambling, where high stakes are involved. This isn't the first time someone talked about same side bias. Back in 2007, researchers from Stanford did the math and determined that vigorously flipped coins tend to come up the same way they started. 51% of the time. There's one caveat. In both of these experiments, the coins were flipped and then caught. There was no bouncing on the ground like they do in the NFL.
Well, I know that in the NFL, the Super Bowl this year, they're going to use a magic eight ball to determine who gets the kickoff.
Could be yours.
Ask again later.
Yeah, ask again later. Thank you. Finally, an amorous couple stopped traffic in Madrid's busiest street with this display of passion that provided some unexpected entertainment for tourists and locals. The pair of people showed their love for one another in a hotel first room window on the Spanish capital's famous Gran Vía.
Big road.
But were caught out because the light was on and there was no curtain. It must have been a low light situation out on the street.
I would think.
It was a silhouetted show, which took place on a Sunday evening, there it is, at a hotel identified locally as the four-star Vinci Capital. It was a viral video that was posted online. The shocked onlookers included English-speaking tourists who joined locals packing the pavement across from the hotel to watch the X-rated action. And even a bicycle-riding food delivery driver was caught gawking with his bag of food on the back of his bicycle.
Wow. Hey,
keep going, Spain. Way to go, Spain. Keep up the good work, baby.
What happened to my bag of food?
Oh, my God. It's completely spoiled. But we enjoyed the show. Yeah, maybe they'll be back next week. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back with fun and thrills. This is the Mike O'Hara. I'm drinking it right now, and I love it so bad. I always love it. Liquid IV. It's just fantastic. This is the sugar-free peach variety that I
love
in my
hand. The peach is my favorite.
Elevate your hydration with Liquid IV. It's America's number one powdered hydration brand. Whether it's morning, pre-workout, post-party, during long flights, out on the golf course when it's really hot. One stick hydrates twice as fast as water and provides essential vitamins and three times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. 12 delicious flavors. Staying hydrated has never been more exciting. So join us making a global impact because Liquid IV donates 39 million servings across 50 countries. They have done that already. Choose Liquid IV for revitalizing and world-changing hydration. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. You can go to our website and do that. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. I am ready for a quiz.
Oh, are you? Good. I think
I'm ready for your American quiz. Rock and roll.
Now, Mike.
I'm ready.
This comes from a real government document. It was put out by the Census. Oh, and I actually have a theme song.
Big Census.
I have a theme song for this. Here we go. This is for our American quiz. I've been everywhere,
man. I've been everywhere. That is John Cash.
Jack Cash. So, there is an actual document put out by
Big
the U.S.
John Cash.
Only talking about John.
See, he won't be able to stop if I keep doing this. All right.
Okay.
Jonathan Cash.
Mike, there is a document put out by the Census.
Try to continue.
That gives the appropriate way to refer to people of a state. So, for example, I'll give away two that are obvious. If you live in Virginia, you are a Virginian.
A Virginian.
Right. If you live in California, You're a Californian.
No, that's not right.
Oh, no, it's not?
No, if you're in California, you are a tree-hugging soft lib.
How dare you?
Mike, that is not recognized by the federal government. People. I'm sorry.
So, yeah. Hey, what are you doing here?
I came up the 101.
Right.
Five. So I have the...
You know, Golan, the guy from Mac's favorite character from yesterday's show,
yeah,
he lives in California.
Does he? Mm-hmm.
You may press this. It's your spotter Earth in Hollywood Hills, my precious.
And Golem is Gollum's cousin.
That's right.
Gollum?
Golan. Is
Golem.
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 Yeah. What is the pronunciation of the
Gollum.
Gollum.
I just, my precious, I don't watch the show in pieces.
All right, go ahead.
Golem, what is your favorite Academy Award winning movie?
I'm a fan of Gandhi, my precious. Gandhi, my precious, because it's so long. Many hours to kill, my precious.
I thought you would say the movie Precious.
Precious.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Was it Gollum?
Yeah, Gollum.
Gollum's brain does not work that fast.
Okay, so Mike, here is your quiz. What do you call a resident of Arkansas?
A Razorback.
No, I'm sorry. Remember, this is recognized by the federal government. Oscar, what do you call
an Arcanian?
I know what it is.
All right.
It's an Arkansan.
It is an Arkansan. No. That is exactly right.
That's close. Yeah, thank you for narrowing that because now I can approach it that way.
Oscar, what do you call someone who lives in Colorado?
A Coloradian.
Ooh, I can't accept.
Coloradian.
I cannot accept that.
No, it's just like Arkansan. It's a Coloradan.
That's exactly right, Mike. Very good.
This is not boding well for me.
Mike, what do you call someone who lives in Connecticut?
White.
Wow, my home state.
Yeah.
A nutmegger. Who is a nutmeg state for a while? What the hell? I grew up in that state.
You should know this.
A person who lives in Connecticut is?
A Connecticut.
A Yankee?
No, a Connecticuter.
Oh, that I...
By the way, they should change that.
Recognized by the federal government.
Is strange and it rolls off the tongue, not at all.
Never heard it in my life.
Recognized by the federal government.
It sounds like a
quiz, by the way, Rob. Great quiz.
That sounds like a marital aid.
A Connecticuter?
Yes.
That would be a Connecticutter.
Great quiz.
All right. What do you call someone, Oscar will lead with you on this one, from Delaware, like our president?
Delmarvin? No.
I like points for creativity. Mike, anything for Delaware?
A Delawarean.
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 Yeah, that's what we need for
Delawarean. My fellow Delawareans.
Mike, what do you call a resident of Hawaii?
An islander.
I'm sorry. Incorrect. Oscar.
Lucky.
That is true, but incorrect.
A Hawaiian.
No, this shocked me.
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Mike? The actual way the census fruit juicy, the actual way you refer to someone who lives in Hawaii is a Hawaii resident.
Oh, boring.
I know, right?
Super
like someone
boring.
Punted when they wrote that down.
Yeah, that's a punt. Yeah.
That's a Hawaiian punt.
Hawaiian punt.
There you go.
That's funny.
Okay.
A Hawaii. How about a nice Hawaiian punt? I don't know why that's making me laugh.
Sounds dirty. Oscar, what do you call someone from Indiana?
Oh, help.
When you getting back?
That's your accent.
Did you get back?
She's getting it. Oh, that's 'tis the season down here.
Oh,
for
I
that.
Bet. I bet.
Did you get back? Hi. How was your summer? Back, back.
And it's like this big reunion.
We're coming back.
Oscar.
In Indianan?
Oh, I'm sorry. Incorrect. Mike.
A Hoosier.
A Hoosier is absolutely right.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Recognized by the federal government.
Oh, my God.
Mike, someone from Illinois.
Illinoisan.
I'll give that to you.
Illinois Minsonin?
No, because you know what? The silent S threw me. I thought it might, when I glanced in, I thought
an
it might be
Illinois.
What do you think it was going to go? Be an Illinoisian?
Well, that's what I saw. So you know what? You get credit, so don't Illinoisian. Be fussy. Oscar.
The S is silent.
I haven't got anything right.
Iowa.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah.
Yep. This is easy.
Oh, God.
And don't think of the team.
I just
and
keep
the
on thinking of. The Captain Steves.
That's exactly right. No, it's not right.
I don't know.
Mike, Iowa.
A corn dimpler.
No, we're looking for Iowan.
I know it would be Iowan, but that was getting repetitive.
Iowan sounds so normal.
It does.
That I should have guessed that. Damn
Iowan.
We'll also accept a Lang for Iowa. Mike, someone from Massachusetts.
Is that like a Tommy Lang joke?
It was a Tommy Lang reference, not so much a joke.
All
right. Massachusetts, Mike. Massachusetts.
The Minutemen.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I'm blurting out.
Is it right?
It's not right.
All right, Massachusetts would be a Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, yes, I'll give it to you. S-A-N is the end. Massachusetts.
Gesundheit.
Yeah. Oscar, Mississippi.
Mississippian?
Hey, Oscar gets one.
Finally.
That's pretty good.
What is it?
Mississippian.
A Mississippian.
For Mississippi?
Yeah, Mississippian.
I would have guessed totally
No, you can't even say that.
The water.
The water? Okay. Billy. Mike.
That's not fair. I love it. I loved Biloxi. Lost some money there, too.
Mike,
with my gambling habit.
Speaking of gambling, Nevada.
Easy, Nevadan.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar, New Hampshire.
Oh, Hampshirean.
No, I'm sorry. Mike, New Hampshire.
Don't tread on me.
No, it's New Hampshireite.
A New Hampshireite. Okay. All right.
New Hampshire. Sounds
couple more here.
Terrible.
Tennessee. Oscar.
Tennessean.
That's exactly right.
Fine.
They're all boring. They're all the same.
Well, we were getting them wrong before.
You just put an N on them.
Mike, Utah. Yeah.
A Mormon.
That's probably a good guess. But
that had an N on it.
Oscar, well, it doesn't.
Utah's beautiful.
They don't have to end in N.
The Utes.
It's not a Ute.
A Utahn.
Utahn.
A Utahn.
No, it's
how two
it
syllables. It's not a Utahn.
Mike, it is. It's U-T-A-H-N. Utahn.
A Utahn.
There's no vowel to make it Utahn.
But I mean, it would be a Utahn.
Isn't it a silent vowel?
A Utah. It would perhaps be an A-W sound. A Utahn.
Okay, yeah, but that's different than what
but
you said.
But not a Utahn.
Utahn.
All right. Yeah, who cares?
And it ends in end. And I hold in my hand.
I don't know anything about that.
The final one. Oscar, right. Wyoming.
Oh, God. Wyoming?
No. Mike, Wyoming.
I drove through that state on a motorcycle really fast with a 35-mile-an-hour steady wind so that Jimmy and I had to lean our motorcycles into the wind.
Terrifying.
That's
when I used to be able to travel. Now Jimmy still travels, and I'm down here.
Did you feel like a resident of Wyoming when you did that?
I felt nervous because we were going really fast, and they had these double 18-wheelers, these double trailers that were past us. I think they had grain in them, mm-hmm. and they were past us. We were going like 75.
And you saw the Blues Brothers.
And Jimmy almost wrecked his motorcycle.
But Mike,
if you'd like to see the imagery, I'll give you one quickie. All okay. right. Jimmy, a very, very significant fan of anything pop culture.
Yeah.
So I am leading the pack because we gave Jimmy a chance to do that and he took a wrong turn and then went 2 miles down the road before he noticed.
Right.
Jimmy is in back of me and our friend Rich Hostely is on his Sportster. Guy's like 6'5 on a sports.
That a little, that's a little motorcycle, right?
Tiny motor. Yeah. The big guy on a little motorcycle. And I'm in the front, cruising along, leaning into it. I see the Blues Brothers mobile. There are a million of them. They do promotional events. And in the front seat, skinny guy with a black suit and black tie, and a fat guy with a black suit and black tie.
Going to a gig, yeah.
Big speaker up on top of it. and they're driving along, and I look in my side view mirror of my motorcycle after it goes by us, and Jimmy has both hands off the handlebars, going like this.
Jesus.
Like you didn't
so
see
lucky
it.
To, we're so, yeah.
It's terrifying.
We are, like, pull over, go catch them. We're so lucky to survive that.
Mike, that said, what do you call someone from Wyoming?
A Wyoming.
Wyomingite.
A Wyomingite. What about Maine?
Maine is simple. That's a Mainer.
A Mainer. But you say Mainites.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, well, we used to say Mainite, but then they didn't like that. The locals, people from away might have said Mainite, but the locals didn't. They like Mainer.
Well, Mainer. Most of them are fairly obvious. I thought I highlighted the best ones. So,
What about Florida? Floridian?
Idiot.
I knew it had an I. I knew it had a D and an I in there somewhere.
I knew it was there. Well, we got to take a break. We'll come back with Rob Spiewak and
not yet.
The no, I'm sorry. We're going to come back with Sad Baltimore.
Oh,
and,
no.
I'm sorry about that. I ain't been paying attention to baseball, but Oscar has. We'll be right back. See, I was padding because I thought we were, and now I know we're terribly,
very late.
Horrifically late.
That's fine.
This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. You know what time it is? It's time to update your wallet. The Groove Wallet, a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet engineered for everyday use. Listen, we have been using these for a really, really long period of time.
Love it.
And I am here to tell you that when they lay the little warranty on them, which is, what, 94 years?
I believe that's right.
Yeah. It makes total sense to me, because as I'm looking at this right now, I'm understanding absolutely completely why these things are warrantied the way they are, because they are truly beautiful pieces of manufacturing. And the cool thing about the Groove Life wallet that we talked about, it's got a little thumb rubber stick
right
on the bottom right here,
mm-hmm.
and you put your thumb on it, and then you flip it, and your cards come up like this.
It fans and them. It's fantastic.
Great. It's really a terrific item. A one thumb motion perfectly fans out six cards. Get up to six cards for easy access. Comes with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet Go.
Look at here.
It attaches to your iPhone. Rob's got it right there. It's got innovative micro suction technology to pop onto your iPhone. It gives the ability to add another three cards plus cash. The wallet is so slim you can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely know it's there. And don't forget, Groove Life makes the best belts in the world. I think I have six of them now.
Five or six of them now.
It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS, for 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. All right, Oscar, I got to hand it to you. I drift away when my Red Sox are not involved. I drift away from Major League Baseball, but you got teams that are in the hunt right now, including the, is it the Texas Rangers, the Baltimore Orioles?
Yes.
Well, the ALDS, I mean, they just got, the O's just got swept.
As a matter of fact, here's them. This is last night, I believe it was at Texas for the NLDS.
And the Texas Rangers are going to the championship series.
I don't know. I found that so sad.
Yeah, that's a bummer. They got housed really,
yeah.
really good. And now great baseball fans down in Texas. So they'll be going to do we know who's on the other side of things National League?
Just take a moment here, if you don't
mind. I
think
the Dodgers are in it.
And explain to us you are completely out of baseball.
Yeah.
Absolutely, totally.
This is why. And the games move so much faster. I feel like there are more people getting into it.
I had a moment. When I took my kid to Fenway Park this summer and then watched maybe three more games, and then they started sucking again, and
right.
I drifted off.
Will you be back?
Of course I'll be back. If the Red Sox are in the hunt, I'm all in.
Okay.
I just don't occupy my time with baseball, and you know what's motivated me to drift back to the great game, the great American pastime, mm-hmm. as I still call it?
What's that?
The fact that my football team appears, and this is just a theory, appears that they may not be winning until I'm dead. So that's that.
Oscar, let's hear it for the Giants.
Yeah.
Fail.
Fail.
Your quarterback's not looking good either.
Yeah, Danny Dimes.
No one on the team is. As a matter of fact, Logan Roy describes them.
Who is this f***ing lunk anyway? He looks like a ball sack in a toupee.
Let's try to re-engage you into the world of baseball, Mike. The Rangers are the only one that's the clinched. We've got Twins Astros, Phillies Braves, and then Diamondbacks Dodgers, and one more.
I believe in the last Giants game, your quarterback
ALDS,
clinched.
The American League Division Series. Who are the teams again, please? One more time, slowly.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just going through the list here. So... For the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah, in the American League first, you got The first one to move on are the Texas Rangers because they swept.
Yeah.
And then who are the Astros playing?
The Astros are playing the Twins.
The Twins.
And Astros lead 2-1 in the series.
2-1. Okay.
Cheaters.
So it might be a Texas championship series for the American League.
Braves, Phillies play today. Series is tied at 1-1.
Alan Wenzel.
And the Dodgers.
What's the series Dodgers is tied?
And tied at 1-1.
Okay.
And Dodgers Diamondbacks, 2-0 Arizona leads.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do they get into it down there? Do they really?
For the A's?
No,
Arizona.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, it's tough for any sport. But when you're winning, you know what the Suns? The Suns still pull.
Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
They got it. All right. Well, sorry for the O's. We got to take another
There's
break,
always next year, though. You know that.
That's right. You never know. And it's, way to go when you got a team like the Yankees and the Red Sox in that division and the Toronto Blue Jays. I thought I'd lay a little of my baseball knowledge on Oscar just so he knows I'm paying
attention. Sorry for Yankees fans, Mike?
My precious.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the flip side right after this. Halloween. It's coming. I just saw Britney Spears juggling her jack-o'-lantern carving knife. The best outfit for the day. Reminded me of Grey Gardens so totally.
It does.
Be careful, Brit. Regardless of this, it's your job to take care of your own face. Why not try complimentary virtual skin consultations and self-care appointments at dermglowskin.com. Mrs. O'Mara slaying the dragon today, man. Five. Count them. Five.
Five.
Five Single. Appointments for her today. God love you, sweetheart. Thank you for propping me up. Grab Carla's Beauty Bundle, 11 travel-sized products that give you the perfect skincare routine for the morning and night. It's on sale right now, $60, and it's worth it. I love it. I use the products myself. Get it at dermglowskin.com. Travel kits also available, perfect for traveling or just to try out Carla's skincare products. Dermglow ships everywhere, features Afterpay. So make the pampering esthetician a part of your self-love journey and be sure to tell them the game show Slicky Boy Bob Eubanks sent you. Robert Leland Eubanks comes from Flint, Michigan. Nice. He was a child model in the 40s, and to this day, he still looks dewy and youthful. Thanks to Dermglow. As for the Bob job, you will be delighted.
Jesus.
Play your thing, for God's sakes. Hello. What's wrong with you? Wow.
The flip side. It is not uncommon for a Guinness World Record to find its way to the flip side, and I hate this world record because it looks sloppy and gross, and it doesn't seem necessary. The world's largest pumpkin. So basically what we've got here, he's a squash nerd.
Is your family ready?
Look at that ugly pumpkin.
Okay. Are you guys ready? Oh my God, here we go, okay? Melvin, are you ready? Okay, I'm going to hit the switch right now. 2749!
It is a 2,749-pound pumpkin. And it looks like a pile of mess. Now, he wins $30,000.
Well worth it.
Is that really 2,000 pounds or is it 274 pounds?
No,
2,749.
Yeah.
Good God.
He will get $30,000 for raising that pumpkin, but it cost him $15,000 to raise it.
Real? Why so much?
I don't, Mike. Pumpkinry is wild, I guess.
Treat me, Seymour.
You double your money.
Yeah, pretty much. But what if he loses?
Oh, it's probably something he's doing on the side. He's not going out and talking to it every day and raising it.
You could sure make a lot of pies.
I might make that up too. That might be a lie. He might just that might be his whole farm, right? That might be the whole.
Oh, he's accounting for full overhead,
right? Yeah. The full crop.
I don't know
that's
what it is to be a farmer.
Be. I don't know. It's the breadbasket of America,
Mike.
Isn't
if you
Ukraine
ate it,
the breadbasket.
No,
of the
if
world?
You ate it, a farmer grew it. That's all I'm going to say.
Very nice. You worked in a farming.
I
family.
Thought yes, if I you ate it, Monsanto grew it.
No.
Well, let me ask you this: Do you have any knowledge of what it might take to? Create that to raise that type
well,
of
well, we grew two kinds of pumpkins, Mike. We grew Howdens, which were like about a 30-pound good carving pumpkin, and a spooky, which was a little pumpkin, good for baking, but also decent for carving. This would require some sort of great sort of breeding, because that pumpkin is useless, except to win a contest.
Like cousins?
Who
bangs
a little
the
bit.
Pumpkin? All right, go on. I'm sorry.
Mike, let's do this. They are putting a piece of music memorabilia up for auction. I don't know if you would be in for it. It's going to bring, they're recommending between, or they're predicting between $250,000 and $500,000. It is the jacket that Michael Jackson wore in his Pepsi commercial. It's a black and white jacket. And we have a clip of the video here. I'm just curious how they got him to shoot it, because he had to hang out all day with all those kids. I don't know how he would be able to hang out with all those kids. But that choice is up to you. Hey, you're the Pepsi generation. Girls are down and taste the thrill. Jackson 5 and a 2. There's the jacket. Feel the Pepsi way. And a young Alfonso Ribeiro. A pretty incredible spot in the time, if you can separate the art from the artist, that he actually re-recorded Billie Jean as a Pepsi jingle. Pretty impressive.
Alfonso Ribeiro's in that?
Yeah, he's in the red jacket.
Oh, wow.
He's been famous forever.
He has been.
I didn't know that.
Will you bid on the jacket?
Oh, yeah. Right away.
And wear it to a Red Sox game?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll bet. But I'll do a little more bedazzling.
Just a little bit. So that's what's going on. Let's close with this. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me about that. This is one of my favorite comics. His name is Nate Bargatze, forgive me. And this really clicks into what we were talking about yesterday. His wife is on Facebook Marketplace.
She started selling stuff online on Facebook Marketplace. And I found this out from a guy at my front door. I don't even really know what it is. I think it's just putting your home address on the open internet. She doesn't sell used cars. There's not like a big money coming in. She sells stuff that should be thrown away. She sold an old kid's folding chair for $5. Best case scenario, we receive $5. Worst case, our whole family is murdered.
So think of that the next time you use Marketplace.
Oh,
Mike, that's all
that.
I got.
We'll rejoin you tomorrow for a brand new episode. Thank you very much for supporting our show. Spread the word every day. It helps. We get new listeners every week. We love it. We'll be back tomorrow. For Robert Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying, so long, Everett Bullboy.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You are unstoppable.
Back in a moment, my dear. We have to, expel some urine.
I think that your time is done, and I think that the spotlight should go on top of me.
Yeah.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.